8 minutes before 7 o'clock. According to Better Bond, South Africa's biggest bond originator, banks are competing for new home loan business at the moment, and prudent home buyers are benefiting as a result. I had a chat with Rudy Buerther, who's the CEO of Better Bond, about how you can also participate in this new move.
Yeah, I think, you know, banks over the last few years have been, I don't want to say reluctant. I mean, obviously, you know, in the home loan space, banks haven't lent as much as they have in the good old times, and obviously for specific reason. But the market isn't growing really, so therefore the banks' home loan books aren't necessarily growing at a rapid rate. So therefore, you know, the cake is only so big, and I think each bank is trying to compete to see how they can grow their home loan books. I think that's what's also driving a bit more of the competition.
You have some very interesting stats here where the average approved bond size in South Africa is currently 6.05% higher than it was 12 months ago. Take me through these stats that you found and also how they relate to what you found out about deposit levels.
Yeah, Natasha, I think if you look at the average bond size being 6% higher, you know, that goes against the average home price only growing at 2.85%, which is an immediate sign that certainly there's a bit of competition in the home loan space, and the banks are lending more. And what's very interesting is if you look at the average deposit percentage that people had to put down a year ago, it was 22.5%. So on a million rand bond or purchase, people had to put down 225,000 rand, whereas that has dropped to 19.5% now. So 195,000 rand, so almost 30,000 rand less deposit on a million rand purchase, which I think is good news for the consumer. And another thing that we saw, which is very interesting, is the average bond approval rate has gone from 75% to 80%. So what this means, if we send 100 applications to the bank or the banks, they would previously 12 months ago come back with 75 offers to the customer to say, yes, we offer you a home loan on certain conditions, where now it's 80 out of 100. And maybe one last point on this, which is very interesting. In the 2010 period, when it was really tough to get a home loan, only 23 out of 100 people got an offer back from a bank. That's how bad it was in those days. So we're now back at about 75 to 80 out of 100, where a bank makes an offer. And out of those, 64% of customers then say, yes, I'm happy with what you offered me and I want to take the home.
On the same side, and I mean, on the other hand, I mean, if banks are, you know, more interested in granting new home loans, consumers or prospective borrowers, are they playing their part in maintaining their debt levels and making sure that financially they are okay for a loan?
Yes, absolutely. I think what we're seeing currently in the market, and I think that's another reason for the banks lending a bit more, is that the household debt-to-income ratio has dropped from 80 to 70% over the past 5 years. So it does seem like slowly people are prudent and paying down debt a bit more than in the past. And I think, you know, some of the reasons are that inflation rates are quite low, and also the interest rates have been quite stable and actually now lately a bit lower. So certainly people are able to take a bit more of their salary and say, okay, let's pay down some of our credit. And I think that's always a good sign for a bit more of a healthy customer as well as, you know, for the banks.
Right.
And then the last thing on that is that, you know, people have been getting increases of 4 to 5% a year in their salaries, which obviously also widens the prospect of them being able to spend a little bit more on a potential on a home loan.
In the first-time buyer sector, what are you seeing on that side in terms of developments or trends?
Yeah, it's always an interesting sector. I mean, if you look at our total business that we do in South Africa at the moment, about 35% of all the new home loans we do, and we do about 3,000 or 4,000 a month, is still first-time home buyers. So that market is consistently, even throughout the difficult times, if just in anything below a million rand, really still does very well, and it's a good sign for our economy. We've also seen that the bond sizes there have increased by 8.2%, the average bond size in the past 12 months, and the increase in the average purchase price was 7.28%, so growing a bit more than the overall market.
Right. And we were talking about incomes for the average home buyer, where you mentioned that it had risen by 4%. What are you getting in terms of stats from the first-time buyer sector?
Yeah, it's a very healthy 7.75%. And You must remember, most of the first-time home buyers are government employees.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, obviously with the higher increases in that space, you are getting a bit more of an affordability for these people. And another interesting stat we find in BetterBond is that currently the deposit that is required in this space has gone down from 12% of the purchase price down to 11.2%, which also bodes well for people wanting to enter this market for the first time.
Right. And I can imagine, you know, with all this information you're telling me, that, you know, the percentage of applications that have been declined due to credit record problems has also declined to an extent.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, once again, I want to talk back 2010. Your decline ratio was 50, 60%. You know, now you're sitting with outright declines from a bank. The first time we sent that, it came down from last year 27% of applications to 23%. So once again, it shows to a bit better appetite from the banks and possibly a bit more of a healthy consumer out there.
Right. But at, on the same note, they're not relaxing their credit qualification criteria. They still want you to be able to meet everything and tick it off as they go along in the process.
Absolutely. Banks are still very prudent. They've got significant scorecards that you must qualify in various aspects. So advice to the consumer is always to try and keep a clean credit record, because if you do have credit issues, you need to clean that up quite quickly. And always to try and get a, you know, if, especially in the first time home buyer, try and get a pre-qualification to understand what do you qualify for, what size, you know, what offer can you go and make on a house, etc. Otherwise, you know, you might be disappointed in the process.
I mean, this is good news, but as BetterBond, where are you seeing risks? I mean, when I look at the economy, we're not completely out of the hook just yet. We're just slowly starting to, I suppose, find our way. And then also there's perhaps even sudden cost increases that could kick in, taking into consideration that we had the VAT rate increase kick in on, or rather in April. Do you see any risks on your side that could change the metrics around a little bit?
Yeah, you always have risks. I mean, I think the biggest risk, if someone does lose their job, for instance, I mean, and banks are obviously always scared of, with regards to that. And but that's a greater economy issue. And it's certainly, we've seen a big renewed enthusiasm or positiveness around housing. If we look at the number of deals versus last year, there's certainly been a nice uptick. So I think from a sentiment point of view, a little bit of bad news around the land expropriation thing, but I do think we'll get through that as well. But the sentiment is much better than a year ago.
In this entire process of you know, what you've just described, tell me about your role as BetterBond. How do you help potential home buyers?
I think the best way to describe it is almost in a story. You know, my mom used to go to the grocery shop and then compare two types of jam and try and buy the cheapest one.
Right.
And that's such a small item. If you go and buy a car today, you don't walk into the first vehicle place and buy a car.
That's Rudy Buerta, who's the CEO of BetterBond. That's it from me, Nastasia Aronson, the rest of the MoneyWeb team. Good night.